So our Sugar Brew Day in 1996 at Carthage at Rupsanathan Gaudiamath, his divine grace spoke at the end of Carthage for 3 days on Sri Bhajan Rahasya. And his katha was so, so high that no one could fathom the depths. Now his divine grace has presented an English publication of this divine work. Sri Gurudev once said that where Jiva Dharma leaves off, Bhajan Rahasya begins. So even though this book is so, so wonderful, Sri Gurudev has given it to us. We offer our obeisances to him many of the times that we can understand even a drop of this wonderful nectar. We thank everyone for coming. Any service we can do, any of the residents of Badger, we'll be happy at your disposal. We thank the Emperor of the Vishva Vaishnava Raja Sabha, his divine grace, for coming to Nidra. Thank you. So we're told by our charges that Lord Krishna is engaged in urgent campaign. A campaign born of love and causeless mercy to reclaim all his felons who have come to this material world, becoming bound by false ego, so many material desires and suffering horribly. When this intense campaign of love and mercy takes a form, that's Sri Guru. Sri Guru has come, Sri Gurudev has come, on behalf of Mahaprabhu, who's come to our doorsteps to deliver this urgent campaign of love and mercy. And otherwise, we have no hope, because this conditioned soul is bound in the material body, which is always interacting with the material world. We're entangling ourselves deeper and deeper into illusion and false ego. Once Srila Prabhupada spoke before the Gaudiya Math in 1935, and he said, when we meditate on the pastimes of the Almighty Absolute Godhead, we become jubilant and dance with joy. All glories to my divine master, for it is he who, out of his unceasing flow of mercy, has stirred up within us such a movement of eternal existence. So the change that's been taking place in all of our lives, we know is coming by the causeless mercy of Srila Gurudev. And so now we have a festival. But generally, we tend to approach a festival in this world as our conditioned nature leads us with an enjoying mood. Last year in Lake Washington, Gurudev arrived and seeing the beautiful scenery and nice arrangements that were made there, he was very satisfied. But then he said, knowing our nature, he said, you should know that you cannot enjoy in this material world. And then he proceeded to preach about the nature of this material world. So similarly, it's amazing for those of you who don't live here to know the dedication of Nirguna Prabhu and Mahalakshmi. We're also indebted to them because they're so expert in creating a platform for Srila Gurudev that he agrees to come here year after year. And they've created the prototype of festivals all over the world. And so, as Maya Bharti and Nirguna Prabhu were saying, we're very eager in any way we can to facilitate all the wonderful devotees who have come here. But personally, I'm trying to remember what is the meaning of a festival. As we're told that there's a festival every day in Goloka Vrindavan. But what is that festival? That festival is one of glorification and service. So if we can adopt this mood of glorification and service. Oh, did you hear what Gurudev said last night? Oh, isn't that amazing? Did you see the way he looked? What he did? What did he talk about? Oh, and any opportunity that's there to serve Gurudev and his devotees, if we can take this mood deep into our heart, then we can practice for that festival that Gurudev is so eager to take us to in Goloka Vrindavan. So, personally, I want to express my indebtedness first to Nirguna Prabhu and Navachara for their
amazing service. I think I want to express my heartfelt indebtedness to Srila Gurudev for bringing this urgent campaign of Mahaprabhu to our doorway and endeavoring with all earnestness, unflinchingly, in bringing us to this campaign. And I pray that during this festival, by his causeless mercy, something will come in my heart so that I can meet his urgent campaign with an urgent campaign of my own heart of dedication and love to his ministry. Om Jnanatanandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranam Tanjana Tajna Sadi Guru Namaha. That was very nicely spoken. Mahibharata and Nirguna Prabhu. I can only echo their words and appreciation of what's happening here. I think in the whole world there's no place like New Braj. With the exception of Sri Vrindavan Dham and Navadvip Dham were a close runner up. So we're very fortunate in that way. Ramananda Bhante Kona Bhagavad Jiva Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Bhakti. So after wandering for countless ages through this creation made by Lord Brahma, somehow or other, by the cosmic mercy of Guru and Krishna, the seed of the Bhakti Lata Bij is planted within the heart of the Jiva. So this causeless mercy is something very, very special, very rare. And we can see by no effort practically of our own, first Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, our Prabhupada, he came here and he spread this movement in a very dynamic, exciting way throughout the whole world in a very short period of time. And after he left, many devotees were very desperate and some became fallen and so many struggled. And many always wondered, how could this happen? How could these problems come? Where is our Srila Prabhupada? So, myself included, for many years I wondered how we could have relief from the suffering. And then out of nowhere, this must be causeless mercy, Srila Gurudev came. And we didn't even call him. He just came on his own. So we're very lucky. And now this is our 8th annual festival. Gurudev has come 8 times in a row to bless this place. And we're very fortunate. We want to serve you, Gurudev. I heard recently that one time you said that the devotees should not thank me. They should offer their service. And I try to take this to heart because I always want to thank you. I know thanks is nothing. It's action. Action is important. We can do something that would be very pleasing to Srila Gurudev. One time he said, actually, you can never repay me. One devotee said, what can we do? And Gurudev said, you can never repay me, but you should try. So, I'm a Krishna. Be happy here. We would like to do everything to facilitate you. It will be a wonderful festival. By Gurudev's mercy, we'll all make so much advancement in Krishna consciousness. And please, Srila Prabhupada and all of our Guru Parampara. Bancha Kapa Krishna.
In the Shastra, very clearly stated, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri Hoy, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. And this is really the essence of concentrated Shastra, to put us in association of the genuine sadhu, someone who can actually give us direction to how to go to the spiritual world, how to give up material life and so many attachments of this world. And one time, I was listening to a talk of Srila Prabhupada. He was sitting at Radha Damodar Temple in front of Srila Rupa Goswami's Samadhi. And he was explaining that, he said, when one becomes sufficiently serious, then Krishna, who is sitting in the heart, comes outside as either Diksha or Shiksha Guru. And in that way, we can understand the appearance of a bona fide spiritual master, such as Srila Gurudev, that he is coming outside of our heart to accept service on behalf of Guru Parampara, on behalf of Radha and Krishna, Gauranga Nitai. And our fortune cannot be estimated in countless lives. We could not count how great that fortune is to come in such association. So, thank you for giving us this blessing.
This is Gurudev's eighth visit to Bajan. Now, before in 1996, we were not New Bajan, we were Bajan. And in English, Bajan has two meanings. Bajan means a little animal that lives underground, and it doesn't come out except for in the night. And it's they're very honorary, you know. Don't get along with anybody. They have a badge on their forehead of like a V, white V. And that's why they're called badgers. The other meaning of the word in English is that is to bother, it's used as a verb, to bother, to annoy, to disturb. So before Gurudev came to Badger, we brought we were badger. Most of us came here to the mountains to hide out with badgers. We were hiding from an institution that we had given our lives to, our youths to, our hearts to. We couldn't quite reject because Srila Prabhupada told us it was his life and his love. So we were hiding. We didn't want to reject the institution, but we couldn't go along with their policies anymore. So Gurudev came and he dug us out of our holes. He pulled us out into the light of his shining devotion. When he peered into our hearts, said, oh my God, what's going on here? we are so grateful that everyone has come and changed so much the climate, even the climate of the climate of our souls. He's working so hard, like with big tractors and bulldozers, cultivating it, trying to make a place in Krishna. We are so grateful, and we pay what he's given. But I'm just praying that we were given the chance that life came up and I can make you serve him.
Gyan Tim Ram. Gyan and Ram. Vancha kalpatarujhasya Shripa sindhu jayecha Patitana Vaishna Namo Mahabhadanya Krishna prema pradayate Krishna hi Krishna chaitanya namne Gaurakyasi. My Tamil. Ganadhar Pranam, the Lord's feet of my Parma Aradhyatam Gurudev. Om Vishnu Parashishma Bhakti Pragyan Sitarushman Maya. And my Sikhya Om Vishnu Parashishma Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. I think that this is the mercy of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, that he ordered and he inspired me to come. The root of all these things, all credit goes in his lotus feet. He ordered me personally that I have collected so many disciples, but I could not find. And he was going to in the service of Srila Sri Radha and Govinda Mahaprabhu. At very time, he took my hands and began to weep and request me that I have planted so many plants, but now they are drying. You should help and waterize. So, to follow his orders, I am coming. This is perhaps year 8th time. And hold to how much? 15?
About 18.
18. Only to please him and my Gurudev and all Guru Parampara, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Prabhupada, who wish that everywhere the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Guru Bhagavad Swami should be given. You should see that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj came empty pocket. Nothing was with him. Only some old books of Gita and Bhagavad. Nothing. And one katha. And he used to sing Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
And he attracted all the hippies who gathered there to welcome him. And they were dancing, they used to dance when he used to sing. And they also offered him whiskey and cigarettes, everything. Because they have only this thing, they have nothing. So by this offering, he became very happy and made them happy forever. So in a couple of years, he spread his mission all over the world. In the midst of oceans, Hawaii and so on, in the midst of mountains and forests, Saranagati and so many places. You see, this place is Nirgun place. Nirgun, you know? Transcendental. Oh, above Gun, Trigun. And here, Prajendananda. Oh, so many. And you see here Govardhan Giri Raj everywhere. Oh, so beautiful flowers here decorated. So many. Not these flowers, they maybe don't, but all these flowers. These flowers. They have sent to spread all over the world. So, I think this place is surely on Nirgun Sthan, where so many devotees are here. A training school is here. Everything is going on well. And that is why each year whether I should go here and there or not, but here I must come. Also, we can see here when I come. Oh, Mahabharat battle. Also, sometimes Nishing Bhagavan. Prahlad here. I remember all this place. Our classes in Los Angeles. Oh, from there I begin my preaching. I was taking rest for 1 month in Hawaii and other places. Houston or there?
Tucson.
1 month. Totally I took rest and writing books. As Swamiji used to write books in Hawaii and other places. So I was only taking rest and writing some. So really my preaching began from Washington. I think that, it was so successful. So I think that what we have discussed, remnant, and after that we will do here. We have done Adal Shraddha, Tato Sadhu Sangha, Patha Bhajan Kriya, only this. And now I want to explain again Sadhu Sangha after that. And then Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem. If you will take something of this, your life will be successful. Not only to hear and to give up by this. Then, otherwise only hear you will have to keep it going. I want that you should be established of that and that but really. And then this land should be known as of Braja Vrindavan. So many kunds, so many things are here. I think that so many are inspired to send their children to this school. I think that the standard of the school should be more higher, not less than. And so many children are from here and there should come. So many requested that, please allow me to send my children there. I know that Bhajandanavadan Guru is there. He and his wife, children are all getting so much care. So I want this. I want to start in Australia, in Birmingham, also like this. But still now I have not. I could not do. But I want to. So, from tomorrow, we will begin our classes. So many sannyasis, like Madhava Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Padmanabh Maharaj, Bhaktishar Maharaj, Aranya Maharaj, Damodar Maharaj, Shyam Rani, Sajjan Maharaj, also
Vishakha,
Sudevi,
Atul Krishna,
and so many are here.
Nanda Kishore.
And here there are so many qualities. I want that you should manage all these things. No complaints should come. And also you should manage, you should draw a casual that on what day, how you will do, who will be classes. I will come only in the evening. Sometimes I may come, but I will come in the evening. I will have to rise also. I will have to take also rest. So you should make it casual for all others. That very easy. I think in the evening also some may be class.
Tonight, then.
Also, we will begin, but I will begin from tomorrow. Now I want to take some rest.